All right, back on the Young Turks. Like I said, we're going to have the very quick point about what happened here today at TYT, and then Anna's got a really interesting story about an interaction with a troll. Mm-hmm. Okay, so some of you might have seen we got funding, and it was announced today. So I'm going to save the overwhelming majority of that conversation, presumably till later. I do want to say, it's a huge relief. We're survivors, and we've been around for 15 years now, and we've outlasted a lot of folks. But at a minimum, what just happened is we just guaranteed TYT's existence for at least 3 more years. And those are an important 3 years. And so I breathe a little easier today, mm-hmm. and we all do 5 jobs at once here. And it's also, I hope, going to be a relief to do just a couple of jobs at once. And to bring in some additional help that can help grow the show. So it's great news, I believe. Okay, so we'll talk more about it another time. So now let's do your apparently somewhat heartwarming story about a troll.
I don't know if it's heartwarming, but I had an interaction with a troll, and I handled it differently than I usually do. So my my strategy with trolls on social media is, first of all, I need to be a little more active on Twitter. But anytime I'm on Twitter, I'm tempted to check my mentions. So I just stay away from Twitter, period. Every once in a while, I'll tweet a story, but mm-hmm. that's it. Mm-hmm. So that's my strategy with Twitter. With Instagram, though, I really love Instagram. Mm-hmm. And so if someone's trolling me on Instagram, I just don't fucking have time for it. And I'll just block them right away. Don't mess with my Instagram page. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then this one kid, I just say kid because he looks young from his picture. He has a private profile, so I'm not sure. Comments on a photo that I posted of my debate with Ann Coulter. And here's what he said. Ann won by far, and all you did was throw wrong information from a random site and talk about your feelings and feelings and more feelings. Okay.
Can I just say, we had this discussion before
yeah.
the debate.
Yeah, yeah.
That no matter what we said, they were gonna do their standard talking points afterwards.
Right.
Anna had more facts than you could shake a stick at. Every answer was loaded with data, facts, and stats. So he's like, oh, you just sort of did one site. No, she didn't get it from one site. She cited 100 different sites, and all you talked about was your feelings.
I didn't talk about my feelings. The only time I talked about my feelings was when I said, I'm not scared when I hear people speak Spanish, right? That was literally the only time I mentioned feelings. But in regard
but
to
overall,
the rest of the
it had
debate,
nothing to do with it, but they right. just fill in the blank.
I know.
Liberals talk about their feelings, so I will say that.
Right.
So I'm curious what happened next.
Okay, so I responded. I'm like, I don't. I just don't feel like blocking him, whatever. I just wrote back, whatever helps you sleep at night, sweetheart, with a little smiley face, right? Uh-huh. And then he said.
I like the little condescension in there, that's fine. Okay.
So he responds back, the sad thing is that you actually think you won. Have you seen the comments on the videos of your debate with Ann Coulter? If you haven't, you should. And I wrote back, I'm busy reading data and researching rather than diddling myself to propaganda from demagogues. Sharpen those critical thinking skills, my love. YouTube comments don't reveal the pulse of the world. And
by the way, they're overwhelmingly like the like to dislike ratios through the roof, etc. Yeah, the professional trolls come into every one of our videos right. and want to be the first 20 comments that anybody sees. Look, it's an ode to us yeah. that they have made, like they've dedicated their life to just trolling every single video that we do. Mm-hmm. And you can tell in the like to dislike ratio as well, and many other ways that you can. But you've made that kid's life, man. You're calling him sweetheart. You're talking about diddling.
I called him my love.
Oh, my, your love. Oh, my God. This is like a troll's dream come true.
Okay. So, but I learned something from this interaction.
Oh,
so
interesting.
I think it's positive. And by the way, it sounds like it's going to devolve, but I think there's a positive ending. So let me continue. So he says, yeah, data that you'll later change to your advantage. Say something and say something different behind people's back. YouTube comments reveal that people have spoken and they have the right to, without liberals calling it hate speech when it's not, telling the truth is not hate speech. It's freedom of freedom. It's freedom of freedom, and you should learn that. Okay.
Okay, so, first of all, two things. One, you didn't do it behind anybody's back. The debate was incredibly public.
Right. And also, It's funny because, look, the reason why I kept interacting with him is because he did continue regurgitating talking points or regurgitating things that he has seen in like YouTube videos criticizing us, right? Mm-hmm. And so he made a lot of assumptions about who I am. And one of those assumptions is that I sit on this show and complain about YouTube comments being hate speech, or that I actually don't really talk about hate speech at all on the show.
Yeah, we almost never talk.
We never talk about hate speech, but
they've got their straw man,
right?
And they've got to attack the straw man no matter what.
And so, like, I've actually said over and over again, like, I don't care about YouTube comments. I don't read them. I remember there was this like campaign to get rid of the anonymity behind YouTube comments, and I was like, no, just let them be anonymous. Let them say whatever they want to say. Who cares? And so I don't sit here and complain about hate speech, right? But nonetheless, he thinks I do, and I said, when did I call it hate speech? Seems like you made up your mind about me without knowing my position on anything, and said a plethora of nonsensical crap, including the notion that, quote, America has always been a biracial country. If you think she's right, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary, then I don't really know what to tell you. I respect your opinions, and I hope you stay open-minded to new information.
That's a very nice ending.
Yeah, and then he just said, she meant to say that the U.S. wasn't founded for whites only. And isn't for,
come on. Oh, all right.
I'll save it.
Okay.
And isn't for illegal immigration, which is very logical to me. You got stuck with the biracial claim, but what about the rest of the things she said? Is the rest false information? And then he goes on to talk about how I'm out of nowhere starts talking about how I'm a third wave feminist.
what, I don't even know what a third wave feminist is. Right. That's my fault. I should know. But
well, I know what it is, and I've never identified as a third wave. I don't identify with any wave feminist. I believe in gender equality. There are things that I agree and disagree with each wave of feminism, right? But nonetheless, I've never sat on the show once and said, I am a third wave feminist, not once. But he has determined I'm a third wave feminist. Again, he's regurgitating some other mischaracterization that someone has, you know, basically labeled me with. And so I just said, first of all, freedom of speech doesn't protect you from people criticizing or hating on you. Being able to object to what people say is also freedom of speech. It goes both ways. And I've never identified as a third wave feminist. That's a label you decided to give me. You think you know all sorts of things that you've been allowing people to tell you what to think. Don't believe me or listen to anything I have to say, but do think for yourself. And then he just keeps going on and on.
I'm wondering when this is gonna get good though.
No, I know. So then his response, this is where it gets kind of nice, okay? Mm-hmm. So then his response to that was, no, trust me, I do think for myself. I never let people tell me what to think. And I just responded with, just keep reading, learning, and questioning, much love, right?
Well, that's very nice of you. Okay, good ending.
And his response was an emoji peace sign.
Oh, an emoji peace sign.
No.
We have peace.
No, but here's
peace in the Middle East.
Here's the thing that I realize, and I think that we might even every once in a while fall victim to it as well. Look, he is letting people tell him what to think because he doesn't know me. He probably doesn't watch the show. He's already determined that I complain about hate speech and I'm a third wave feminist. What? Okay. But it made me reflect on myself, and do I let people influence the way I think, right? And mm-hmm. So just going back to that Google gender equality story that we did, if I hadn't done due diligence and read the original memo and just went off by what other people were reporting on that memo, then I would mislead my audience with false information, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do that. So that's just one example. And I don't think I do that. I usually do due diligence, and I do read the original source and make sure that I'm reporting correctly. But I think in this media landscape where there's a lot of emphasis placed on opinion, we just have to be careful that that opinion doesn't automatically influence the way we think about the story as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so I do. Let me just say a whole bunch of things because there's a lot to comment on there. But real quick, one is that sometimes I'll write an editorial, we'll send it to the papers, and they'll say that doesn't fit our narrative. Like, it's an editorial. What do you mean it doesn't fit your narrative? Mm-hmm. So, but you know why it doesn't fit your narrative? Because you didn't write it. I wrote it, right? But that is a thing. And it's like, oh, the narrative of the day, the narrative of the week, etc. So there is a little bit of a groupthink. And if conservatives criticize that, they're not overly wrong about that. And we as progressives also criticize that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's what Anna's saying there is very important that we not get sucked into groupthink, and mm-hmm. we're cognizant of that, and we try really hard to make sure that doesn't happen. Now, another thing that apparently works, which is unfortunate, is that those guys who are spending their whole day trolling us on every single video, making sure the first page is all negative comments, and you'll see a video that's 2,000 likes, 220 dislikes, 200 dislikes, whatever, just this gigantic mm-hmm. difference, but the first page will all be hate, right? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it partly works, because young impressionable guys like that go, oh, everybody must hate them. Mm-hmm. I read the comments on the first page and they all hated them. And in every video they hate them. My God, these guys are super hated.
Right.
Right? And it's not remotely true in terms of the size of the audience, the people who watch. Most people don't hit like or dislike. They just watch it and move on, right? And if they like it, they come back. Mm-hmm. And that's why the audience is large, mm-hmm. because more people are coming back. But so unfortunately, some of their dirty tricks do work. We have to keep it real. Okay, now on the biracial thing, I've got to just comment on that. So first of all, his point and Ann Coulter's point is partly, the country wasn't for whites only, as he literally said there. You brought blacks as slaves.
Right.
So that doesn't make it less whites only. It in some ways makes it more whites only. The African Americans were brought not as African Americans, but as Africans.
Right.
And were meant to serve the whites. That is not something you get credit for.
And Ann Coulter's response to that was, well, yeah, blacks got the short end of the stick.
Oh, then now that's what we call it, short end of the stick.
And besides which, there were Native Americans here already. It was not a biracial country.
She kept saying, when we discovered it, when we came here. She literally said at one point there was no one here. Oh, come on. I mean, either you're enormously ignorant or you're more likely you're doing it on purpose to troll people. And Ann Coulter is the original troll.
She is.
She gets under people's skin by saying deeply offensive things. And there are, of course, Native Americans here, duh, but also Latinos. We're in Los Angeles next to San Diego and San Francisco. Okay, and there's La Jolla and La Cienega, because Spanish people lived here, Mexican people lived here. It was part of the Spanish Empire, huge parts of this country, obviously, mm-hmm. and it goes on and on. To say that it was just biracial and that whites had blacks because, no, it was a country for whites and blacks.
Yeah.
That just shows you how inauthentic she is, because she's not that stupid.
But honestly, at that point of the debate, I felt like she was kind of fumbling and bumbling.
No, you didn't even have to say any of that because it's so fucking obvious.
Right.
Ridiculous it is.
Yeah. And so, look, I don't even know if this guy even watched the debate. But it is kind of frustrating because, look, I mean, you might disagree with my political perspectives, but I did a lot of research for that debate. Like, an insane amount. Anytime she made a claim that I thought might have, because I didn't want to do a rebuttal of something that she was saying that was accurate, right? I know it's a debate, but it doesn't mean that I have to disagree with everything she has to say. So, in one of her books that I've read for this debate, she kept making a point about how there was 30 million undocumented Mexicans in the country. 30 million. And I was like, what? And so she cited a Bear Stearns study on it. And I literally searched for that study and read the entire thing.
You're crazy.
I paid money to get that study because studies aren't for free. I paid fucking money to get that study. And guess what? It was inaccurate, okay? And it was from 2005. And by the way, if you're gonna base data or the accuracy of data on Bear Stearns analysts, you might want to reconsider where you're getting your data from.
were part of the critical part of the 2008 crash. So anyway, look, and they cherry pick things and then they do projection, right? So for example, I went on Ben Shapiro's website and random note, he's against porn. He's written, I think, a whole book about it. So, on recent controversies. Anyways. No, he has something on there about how, no, actually 99.3% of, or 99.7% of all scientists don't believe that it's climate change is based on man-made, that it's not man-made, right? it's one guy who made up that stat and probably got paid by the fossil fuel industry. But once he throws that out there, his whole side goes, oh no, that's it, he won the point.
Yeah.
Right? He, by the way, we didn't discuss that in the debate. I'm just talking about like they read that blog and they unthinkingly think, oh, that's it. Well, is Al Gore keeping 99.7% of the world's scientists in a in his basement and not letting them out? That's why we're only hearing from the scientists who believe that it is man-made?
Right.
No, all the scientists believe it's man-made. It's the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. But he finds one study paid for by God knows who, and then they go, that's it, we're done with it. And it doesn't matter if it's true. And so when Ann Coulter says the most outrageous, ridiculous thing about, well, the country is biracial, he just repeats it like, she got you, country was biracial. He didn't think about it, didn't pause to see if it makes sense, just got you. Because they're the two sides.
Yeah.
But you did a great job of breaking it down, and maybe he'll begin to go, wait, maybe I should pay attention a little bit more.
Because look, I think even though I have my moments of frustration and I say pretty negative things about people, I think the overwhelming majority of people in this country are actually good people who want the same things that, you know, we all want. They want to provide for their families, they want economic stability, you know? And so there might be political disagreements, but that doesn't mean that it's a bad person. And yeah, he's trolling my page, or he started by trolling my page. But who knows, maybe having like a civil conversation with him will open his eyes to different perspectives.
Yeah, and eventually he'll realize that in fact we're fighting for freedom of freedom.
That's true.
We could only hope that he gets that point. All right guys, much love, we'll see you tomorrow.